So, just a little show note, if anybody cares. Biden and Kamala are expected to launch World War III this weekend, but it'll be cool, no big deal. And authorize attacks deep within Russian territory with long-range missiles. But they'll totally be cool with that. Russia's just not going to really care. It'll be fine. So on to the next. Wait, what? Politico admitting the story that I had the other day first from Axios. They broke it. That in all likelihood, our idiot Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, would announce the beginning of World War III this weekend in Kyiv. Do I have your attention? Yeah, and Washington's been working up to this very slowly. They figure you have Ukraine fatigue, so you're not paying attention. They can get a little war in. Maybe you won't notice. This isn't going to be like the other wars, though. It's not going to be like the one in Iraq. It's not going to be like the one in Afghanistan. Oh, no, it's going to be very different. Iraq and Afghanistan, they didn't have long-range missiles. They didn't have nukes. I've told you again and again, if she wins, our troops will be in a war with Russia, call it World War III, because that's what it'll be in 2025. I know. I even know where our troop movements will be in 2025, month by month, because those plans leaked from the German military. Oops. Nobody's talking about this. Meanwhile, as I've documented, you've got liberal publications like Axios and BuzzFeed trying to talk the sheeple into a draft. They're pretty clear about who will be fighting. That would be Russia. Do I have your attention now? Okay, so the plan to start World War III this weekend is likely well underway. We'll see if Blinken goes through with it. He's a freaking idiot if he does. This is what they would do. The one thing the Biden administration promised it would not do when it began funding Ukrainian resistance. No, we're not going to bomb Russia. Not us, no. No, we won't give Ukraine long-range missiles. Ooh, that would be World War III. I've got a whole bunch of audio. I'm not going to bore you with it. And then it was, well, okay, we will give Ukraine some missiles. But, we're going to not let them use them. Hey, you know what? We'll give Ukraine some long-range missiles, but they can't use them. Now it's, hey, we'll give Ukraine some missiles, and they can use them to hit targets inside Russia. Now, here's the problem. With that, we might grab some poor Ukrainian's hand and mash the button with it, but that Ukraine lacks the ability to deliver these missiles themselves. Why? They will have to use our launch codes from our government, from our Pentagon, and our satellites to target and guide the missiles. With the thin veneer of cover of some Ukrainian guy hitting the button. And Putin is not going to be fooled by this. He just gave a statement warning. He will consider this launching long-range missiles from Ukraine into Russia, our missiles given to the Ukrainians, guided by our satellites and with our launch codes, without which the Ukrainians can't do it. In other words, the Pentagon's going to have to do this. He said he would consider himself to be at war with NATO. Wow. That include retaliation. Oh, dear God, it does. Okay, how does NATO work? And look, I know I'm going to get a text line full of, I don't like Putin, he's a bad guy. Okay, yes, but do you want to go to World War III? See, I'm all down with World War III. I think it'd be, great and all if these people were attacking us. They're not. What is the purpose of NATO? Anybody know? And you do, I'm being facetious. Ton of smart minds in this audience. The purpose of NATO is mutual protection from Russia, because like everybody else in the world's in NATO practically. So what does it mean? The purpose of NATO is if a NATO country is attacked, then we agree we will defend them, okay? NATO is not supposed to be an offensive regime. In other words, NATO is not supposed to go out bombing people with long-range missiles hoping to get in a war. That's not what NATO is for. Is Ukraine in NATO? No. Then why would we launch, because we're doing it, and that's what Putin's saying, why would we launch long-range missiles from Ukraine into Russia under the NATO banner, but it's really us in the UK? Because they want World War III. They want World War III, and we're using the cover of NATO to get into it. And look, this isn't new. We've been trying, no, I'm sorry. The Democrat Party has been trying to get into a war with Russia. Knows we don't want war. Normal Americans and Republicans, but then I repeat myself, don't want war with Russia. There's a couple of neocons like Lindsey Graham, but he's not really a Republican anyway, so it doesn't count. Anyway, we don't. So this is why Putin prepares for war and rolls into other countries every time the Democrats take office, to protect himself. He knows the Republicans aren't at war with him. He knows Trump's not at war with him. He knows the Democrats want a war for profit. He knows all those military industrial complex contractors are out of a job. They've written huge checks to Her Highness. That's where the $500 million is coming from, a lot of it. And they don't have any way to make money. Because there's no Iraq, no Afghanistan. We handed that to the enemy, the Taliban. We need a new war. They need a war on the ground, right? Because like if you're medevac, you need hurt soldiers. If you are logistics, you need food to send the U.S. soldiers before they're hurt or killed, and then they profit from medevacing them out. See how this works? So Putin knows we need a war. And they're going to try to get into one this weekend, if Axios and Politico are correct, by announcing, hey, we'll just like hit inside Russia with long-range missiles. Who? Well, us in Britain. You know, NATO. That is not NATO's job. That is not what NATO does. Now, if Putin were to attack, say, Poland, a NATO country, well, then it would be incumbent upon us to retaliate. I don't agree with that. I think we should pull out of NATO. Our founders would be horrified by NATO. They wanted an isolationist nation that only defended its borders. But we're in NATO, and it would be incumbent upon us to defend Poland, unfortunately. But he hasn't attacked Poland. He hasn't attacked us. He hasn't bothered us one bit. In fact, we keep lying about him interfering our democracy, lying about Russia interfering our democracy, rolling our tanks up to his border in retaliation for what ended up being a Russia hoax. They've been sitting there since Barack Obama and his CIA were lying about that. We now know it's a hoax. Listen closely to Putin. I've retweeted his statement. He will consider himself at war with us if we do this. And you know how we can avoid war with Russia? Just don't do this. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. You know, Her Highness is going to be giving interviews. She has deigned to speak to the serfs, but only the local ones, like from local TV. I think she thinks she's probably smarter than them and can handle it. Some enterprising local reporter should ask her about World War III. I wonder how much she even knows about this, that this is being done in her name and Joe's. She okay with long-range missiles being launched into Russia when Putin says he'd consider himself at war with us? I don't know. Do you know? Nobody's asked. Someone needs to ask Her Highness this weekend. And maybe Joe, too. I don't know. I mean, call me crazy.